All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Washington Wizards capped off a disappointing season this past Friday night as they were eliminated in the first round of the NBA playoffs by the Toronto Raptors. Now, Washington went 43-39 during the regular season, which was good enough for the eighth and final spot in the Eastern Conference. However, this team should have been much better. I know that John Wall did miss some time with the injury, but you look at this Wizards team and they continuously underachieve. It's a squad that they'll play tough versus the teams that, you know, they have a 50-50 shot as far as beating. And I mean the elite teams like the Golden State Warriors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Toronto Raptors, the Houston Rockets of the NBA. But, you know, the next thing you know, you'll look and they'll struggle against the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets and the Phoenix Suns. And to me, I think that shows a lack of maturity. This team, they're too perimeter oriented, and I've said that about several teams around the league right now because people, it's a copycat society, and it's a copycat league, you know, getting to the NBA, and people see what works for the Golden State Warriors, and unless you're the Houston Rockets, you really don't have the arsenal to do what the Warriors do, and too many teams are, you know, relying too much on their backcourts to try to lead and get it done. You need more consistent front court scoring. And, of course, the Wizards don't get that from the likes of Otto Porter, Marcin Gortat, and Markieff Morris. Now, Scott Brooks just finished his second season as the head coach of the Wizards, got them to the playoffs again. But, you know, this team just consistently finds a way to underachieve. Now, of course, you still have Wall under contract. You still have Bradley Beal under contract. And, of course, these are the two guys who this team is built around. But until the mentality changes around this Washington Wizards team, they have a second-round cap at best. As far as doing damage in the postseason. You look at the Philadelphia 76ers. They are an up-and-coming team. The same thing can be said about the Indiana Pacers. And both of these squads look like they are going absolutely nowhere in the Eastern Conference right now as far as taking a step back. But all of the key components are there for the Wizards next season as far as returning Otto Porter, Bradley Beal, John Wall, Marcin Gortat, Markieff Morris. But it's just a matter of what can this team do, and I simply don't see it there as far as them being able to take that next step. So the Wizards, they'll be in playoff contention again, and whether it's the first round or the second round, they will find a way once again to disappoint their fan base. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.